Welcome back, everyone, to the Green Medicine Radio Show. This is Dr. John Sherman, and I just wanted to repeat some of the resources we have regarding our topic today with J.B. Handley. He wrote the book, How to End the Autism Epidemic, and that, of course, is available on Amazon. He also has a blog called J.B. Handley, ends L-E-Y, blog.com, J.B. Handley, blog.com. And I also recommend going to the site generationrescue.org that has a ton of information on autism and vaccinations. And we just have a few more minutes left, JB. One question I have, I've always told parents, if at all possible, you know, wait until your infant's immunity fully develops at least 6 months of age, and that's, you know, they're totally dependent on mother's milk until at least 6 months, and then their immune system sort of gradually improves on their own and develops. So if you can avoid all those vaccinations before that time, you have a better chance of avoiding reactivity. Is that correct information, would you say?
I think that let's say that somebody goes through the process that I recommend, which is to thoroughly investigate each and every vaccine and decide which, if any, they think are appropriate for their child. Once you've made that decision, it's my own belief, again, I'm not a doctor, that the longer you wait, the better. There's a window of risk for autism, which we think after about the age of three almost disappears. And so that would be my personal standard for when to consider the first vaccine. And then the administration of vaccines, I think, is something that people need to really give some thought to. And what I mean by that is there is emerging science that clearly shows that getting more than one in a single appointment presents a higher rate of risk of something going wrong. And it's also the case that a child who's under the weather in any way, shape, or form is far at a far greater risk from receiving a vaccine than a child who's sort of at the top of their game immunity-wise. And so I think that how they present is also really important. I think the notion of spacing out, based on science I've read, is more likely to prove safer. And I think that parents should feel empowered to really take their time. You know, there's a pediatrician here in town named Dr. Paul Thomas, who actually wrote a book called The Vaccine-Friendly Plan. Dr. Thomas removed the hepatitis B vaccine from the schedule for his patients, and he delayed the MMR vaccine, the first shot of MMR, which is typically given at 12 months. He delays it until his children reach the age of three. And he has a group of about 2,000 kids who he's administered this alternative vaccine schedule on. And, you know, if you have 2,000 kids, you should have roughly, you know, 60 of them who have autism based on a sort of 3% level that we're now at today. He has zero. And so it raises a very interesting question, is if the bolus dose of aluminum that Hep B gives is removed, and if the punch to the immune system that MMR gives is delayed, could that be enough to keep children from sliding into autism? He doesn't have the data to support that as a sort of scientific fact, but I think it raises some really interesting questions that pediatricians should be looking at.
Excellent. You know, one last question I have, and this could be beyond the scope of the rest of the show, but I know there's been many, many prominent scientists have given their deposition under oath that there's no correlation between vaccines and autism. And do we just say these are like the presidents of tobacco companies? Are they just kind of lying through their teeth and they're paid off?
They're presented with, I don't want to get super detailed, but it is in my book. The CDC basically performed tobacco science. They looked at children who had received a certain amount of mercury in their shots till children who had received slightly less mercury in their shots. They found no difference in autism rates between those two groups, and they declared vaccines don't cause autism. So that would be like two-pack-a-day smokers versus one-pack-a-day smokers, and therefore tobacco doesn't cause lung cancer. So those are the studies that have actually been done. So what a scientist can say is that the CDC says vaccines don't cause autism based on their studies. That would be a true statement. They wouldn't be lying. It's the studies themselves that are the lie. And this is nuance. This requires people to read the details. I think once you do, and I have a whole chapter that breaks down the quote-unquote science that the CDC has produced, which I view as tobacco science, I don't think anybody can get through that chapter and at the end of it not say, oh, my God, this is a total game they're playing. They're not trying to find the answer. They just want to produce studies that they can say, oh, yeah, we've already looked at that. And they haven't looked at it. And now that we are looking at it in a real way with real scientists, the biological evidence, as I talked about earlier in your show, is clearly showing that these things cause severe brain damage.
Are there any other good books that you would recommend for our listeners on this topic? And I know yours would be at the top of the list, of course, but...
I had just mentioned Paul Thomas and Jennifer Margulis's book, The Vaccine-Friendly Plan. I think that's an excellent book. There's another amazing book, and this is for somebody who really wants to get into vaccine history. And I think this would be great for kind of doing your own research. It's called Dissolving Illusions by Dr. Suzanne Humphreys. So I would highly recommend that as well.
Fantastic. Well, we just have go ahead.
If you get through those three books, How to End the Autism Epidemic, The Vaccine-Friendly Plan, and Dissolving Illusions, you will be more informed than 99% of people on planet Earth, and I think you'll be in a great position to make the right decision for your child.
JB, thank you so much for all your knowledge and diligence on this topic. I really appreciate you sharing it today on our show, and thanks for everybody tuning in. Dr. Wright will be back again next week in the regular time. Thank you so much.